Okay, we on.
Cool.
I need to stream that on a different device.
You wanna keep going?
Okay. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome, friends, to Clubhouse Radio, live, not from the Catskill Youth Clubhouse, but from Phoebe's place. And I have a special guest tonight, who I'm very excited to have with us. Bringing violin earlier than I told him he would have to, because I couldn't get my sound settings fixed fast enough, but it's good. Welcome, everybody, to Clubhouse Radio, live on 90.7 FM WGXC. This is Phoebs, and I am joined with Kansu, also known as...
Formerly known as...
Kingston, co-founder
What's
of
Clubhouse
Radio.
What's up, y'all?
We're going to have some fun tonight with y'all. The youth had to dip out early because of the snowstorm, so they unfortunately can't bring you the show that you are used to having, but we thought maybe it'd be nice on this snowy night as everybody gets locked up, hopefully safe and sound at home. If you're on the road, hope you make where you're going safely with a little violin. And maybe shift, if you're not sure you're into violin, your perceptions of whether or not you're into violin, because we think you might be into violin. Alright, so with all that said, I'm going to do my next sound check, which is to see whether or not you're about to hear the daily news and weather, and then we're going to be back with you. This is 90.7 FM, WGXC, Clubhouse Radio. Stay tuned, my friends. Just kidding. Told you it was a sound check. Enjoy violin while I get the news ready.
To play second violin with me on the Bach double, and if you know it as the Bach double, then I know you want to play it with me. With me, right? So what's happening over here in news world, huh?
I don't know yet. We're gonna find out, y'all. I don't know why. It's just one of those nights, you know, when you're not expecting to be on the radio, and then you're on the radio, and you're happy to be on the radio, you're happy to be hanging out with the good folks in the listening area of WGXC. So I'm trying to figure out why I can't get you some of this good daily news. But it's coming, and isn't it amazing that we just, you know, just get some pretty awesome violin over here in the meantime? Yes, I'm gonna figure it out. No talking is not helping me, so I'm gonna shut up now. Got it, y'all. Let's give it a try, shall we? This is today's Daily Local Audio News brought to you by Philip Grant. And we'll be back with Clubhouse Radio after this. I'm not convinced this is working. Are y'all convinced this is working? No, we were so close. I'm pausing. Let's take a minute.
So a shout out to Soja for the last little ditty I was playing. And then, like I said, the Bach double before that. Paco Bell's Canon was in there before that. And then we also had Sonite Tomlinson playing, well, inspired by the ditties I was playing. So... adding into the background that I'm putting in there, you know? And maybe... So, I always get weird. So, y'all hear this violin. Some people might be inclined to call it a fiddle. I am not a fiddler. I am a violinist. However, there are some things that I have in my back pocket, but... Should I do that? What does Phoebe say here?
I said give him what you got. Because I can't give you the news, so...
So...
got the news.
Really? This time?
I think we did it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Enjoy, y'all.
Sweet.
Just kidding.
I'm dead.
I keep thinking it's there.
We're working with a snowstorm here, y'all.
So. I wasn't planning on doing this tonight. That's real. There's a reason that usually, you know, you've got that smooth sound engineering of DJ Sean Money. Not tonight. I apologize. We can't all be DJ Sean Money. But, I got a backup plan. Ooh. So, how many years has it been since you started Clubhouse Radio?
That was back in, November, December of 2018? I think it would have been. And then I think we went live probably around February of 2019.
Okay.
So, it's 2023, so...
We're 4 years deep.
Woo! That's big, y'all.
We talk about it, but you've handed over the reins for quite some time.
I felt like I had taught that all I had to teach. You know what I mean? Like...
I mean, you did an amazing...
Shaw, Lincoln.
Yeah.
Like...
Bubba back in the day.
Like, yep, you know? Yep. Like, gave the tools...
And they trained on new youth, who you don't even know now, who are on the show.
Exactly. And
things.
They knew what to do. Mm-hmm. Like, they had it under control. They had their ideas. You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, this is a case in point. I'm in charge right now. And
it's a
hot mess. I still have yet to get you Philip Grant. I apologize.
That's because I was busy teaching the youth.
That's right. Not me.
Not this guy.
That's okay. But yeah, hopefully the youth are like all of you, if you're in your cars, safely making their way home through this snowstorm that's just starting to kick in. We're expecting it where we are in like 5 hours or so. How much violin you got in you to offer our fine listeners this evening?
I don't know. I'm kind of messing around a little bit in the background with you. I got a little bit in there. It depends on what you put on. Like, if you put on one of the songs that I can maybe improvise to, you could balance us out.
Can you pull
that level of Shaw Money sound engineering?
Doubtful.
Nobody can.
But let me... Let's even see if I can get music to play, because the news is a failure. I'm sorry. If you want to listen to the news or the weather, the good news is it's on WGXC's website. You just Google WGXC Newsroom and you will find these wonderfully produced things that should be on the radio
and
right now.
Also on WGXC.org, there are places to be able to donate to keep us in support and on air.
It's important. It makes a huge difference.
Love y'all.
And guess what? Once we get $5,000 in monthly sustainers, we won't ask you on air anymore. It'll be awesome. Let's see. This is a test.
No.
Nope, test failed. Okay, so...
still having trouble with this, but...
I think it's here. So, I don't know if I can fix it while I'm streaming, which means we might just be stuck. We might be stuck in this mode. You just have to listen to our mic.
Can you do some oratory? You want to do some oratory if I do some...
I'm being challenged now. In like a good way. Okay, not like challenge to a duo.
I mean, I can
like
also do a beatbox if that's better than the violin, or you could do a beatbox and I could try to...
No, you can't beatbox.
We shouldn't have to do... Why do we beatbox? No, I've heard some really...
beatbox, but
I've
not
heard
this
some
I do.
Dope
not
white dudes beatbox. That's real. That's real.
I can hold a beat, but not with my mouth, effectively. Too much. Too awkward.
Everything
I'm sorry.
Everything you say.
Oh, for those of you just tuning into this chaos scene, you got Phoebes trying their best to hold down Clubhouse Radio. The youth are out right now on snow day, unexpectedly. But you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXE, and I have a special guest with me, Kansu, formerly Kingston, co-founder of Clubhouse Radio.
What's up, y'all?
Which is very exciting. And his violin. Do you name your violin? Is that a thing? No, okay. Okay.
Nope, I haven't done that. I've named my truck. I've named my phone. I've named my computer. And yet, for some reason, I haven't named my violin because she just is that violin. Mm-hmm. I don't know. There's not enough. She is the violin for me, right? There is no other violin for me, so violin doesn't have another name.
She has personified pronouns, so that...
That's also true. Well, that's a ship nautical thing too, right? Mm-hmm. I'm a pirate, so
yeah.
You got that going.
But yeah, maybe I'll flow a little poetry on that. Not the Clubhouse youth who freestyle all over this show. But we gotta fill an hour. So you're gonna have to put up with You're second-rate orator. Second-rate orator. That's kind of a fun name. No?
You're not second-rate.
Too self-deprecating?
A little bit.
Maybe that's the beauty of it.
You're not second-rate. You just went into that flow like crazy. That was awesome.
All right, so
what is our... Okay, we're at like 617. We can't figure out how to get the news to go. We can't figure out how to get YouTube to go.
Yeah.
So you're with our voices.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
And we also don't have a call-in right now, but we are here to try and think about, maybe talk about, the vibe of things. So what you got?
So, I'm thinking about, here we are on Clubhouse Radio, 4 years after we sort of kicked off this project. And I know you're still doing youth work in other capacities now. I'm really curious your thoughts on just like what's the best way adult folks can do right by young people? Like, what are some of your thoughts on how we actually honor what they're all about and elevate them in the ways they deserve?
Man, I guess I'm of two minds on this in some ways. There's a support piece of showing up for, but there's also a piece of, like, letting them fall on their faces that's kind of necessary sometimes.
I hear that.
So, right now where I'm at is, like, just trying to make sure that their voices and their ideas get heard and get expanded upon, right? So that they can see that their idea or that little seed of thing that they think might be nothing is actually the beginning of this huge thing, right? Yeah. Like, try to tap them into the universal piece of what that small seed they have in their minds is.
Mm. Like, connecting their thoughts to the larger, helping them understand, like, how their thought connects to a larger body of thought in the world or has context in the world.
Yes.
Okay. So that's the support piece.
Yes, that's the support piece in some way. But I think what gets lost in for me, and I'm not an educator, right? Like, I wasn't trained as a teacher. I don't have the degree in that. That's not my field. However, I feel like there's this... I guess it's like the mom cleaning up after you, right? Mm-hmm. Like, in your room. Mm-hmm. Like, the mom that, like, cleans up and folds your clothes mm-hmm. instead of you actually doing the thing or suffering the consequences of you not doing the thing.
I got you.
Right? Yes. Where, like, we eliminate sort of the consequences or what feels bad for them mm-hmm. in a way that I'm like, we're just coddling our kids.
Yep.
Like, are we not?
No, I think that's dead on. Like, there's a way that, like, we grow through the experience of having natural consequences for our actions. So if we're buffered from those consequences, we're not going to learn the lessons we need to learn.
And I think that's what teachers and educators, because they've been put into this position of mental health support and parenting, mm-hmm. are now doing. And so we lose something.
It's funny. I feel like it's one extreme or the other. You either get, like, the hypercoddle or the, like, I'm going to punish you. And just like,
where's the middle ground?
Right, where's the middle
ground?
We
need the middle ground.
So it's, yeah. Right. And what I think about too, I think the middle ground actually is like the third stage, because it's like, all right, like what I'm hearing is like, empower their ideas, then let them have natural consequences for their ideas.
Exactly. Right? Like, exactly. That's the piece that's not being allowed to happen.
But I think the third piece is encourage them to keep trying their ideas out, even if the natural consequences were bad. I think that's maybe the missing piece, or like where education like needs to kick in, because like, if a youth gets a message like, oh, that went badly, and nobody reinforces the idea of like, yeah, but try again. Like, yeah, mm-hmm. but like, that's part of your growth experience. That doesn't mean you failed. That just means you went through what we all need to go through to figure out how to do what we want to do well. So I think that's the support piece. It's not buffering the consequences, but it's being there on the backside of it to say, yeah, no, that happened. You learned something. Keep going. Try again. What are you going to do different this
time? That's real. And I think that's what a lot of people do, but I think there's this, in order, as adults, when things don't go right.
It's been a minute, y'all.
Excuse me. It's been a minute since I've been on the radio. I apologize. When things don't go right, you do just end up with the full brunt of whatever those consequences are. And adults, naturally, biologically, protect our youth from having to receive the brunt of that. Where then when you get into that position as an adult, you're receiving the full brunt of that, whether you've ever been prepared for that or not.
I'm not convinced that's as coddly out there as you think it is, but maybe we're having different...
We might have different experiences.
Yeah. Like... Yeah. But it makes sense that your baseline of what coddling is lower than mine. This is called basic.
I mean.
Set play, y'all. White guy's like, they're not getting coddled. You're like, yeah, they are.
I'm like, yeah, they are. Like,
all right, fine.
Black dude's like, yeah, they are.
That's okay. I'm self-aware. Okay. Well.
Here, let's see. What do I got in my back pocket here? Let's see.
Yeah.
Take a minute.
By all means, a song
Where
break.
Where are we at?
This would be a beautiful moment for a song break if I could play you all the songs I had queued up.
Also, I can't guarantee that I'm not going to mess it up. Some of these songs I haven't played in over 15 years, so give me a minute. I also don't have the music in front of me, so give me that too. So.
I enjoyed.
Right, it was for a second. Mm-hmm, right, you get a little bit of a sound bath for a second here. So this is what happens when you haven't played in 15 years and don't have music in front of you. But I was trained in, if there's anybody out there that's interested, that you have anybody that's young, right? Like, I learned to play Suzuki Method, which is you can start as early as 3 years old, honestly. And you learn by ear for at least the first 4 to maybe 8 years of your training, depending on when you start. And then you learn to read music. But you learn everything by ear. You develop an ear. And you can start as young as 3-4 years old. And I started when I was 7. I wanted to start when I was 5. My old man really didn't think that was even possible. He was surprised later when I could have started at around 4, even. So, you know, I'm not nearly as dedicated as, say, Regina Carter or Vanessa May, but it's something I love, and it's something that people can do. You know what I mean? Like, you can start really young if you put an instrument into kids' hands.
How has your relationship to violin playing shifted in terms of, like, genre and types of music? Feels like you're on a journey right now with that.
I am indeed. So I was classically trained. I went to Peabody in Baltimore for a minute and, like, did all the classical stuff, right? My father was also awesome in getting me into a jazz group when I was in, like, middle school, early high school. So that actually shifted the way I was able to, like, think about improvisation.
Yeah.
There it is.
Right? Way to improvisationalize the saying of improvisation.
Great. See, it's weird, right, though? When you try to do it, it's weird, right?
Yeah, definitely.
All right. So, yeah. So there were a lot of ways that shifted. But now, and Vanessa, like I said, Vanessa May, Regina Carter, and black violin.
Mm-hmm.
You do hip-hop violin.
Mm-hmm.
And Miri Benari.
Okay.
Those four, like, kind of shifted my understanding of what it could mean to play a violin from Heifetz and Joshua Bell, and, you know what I mean? Like, a different...
I don't, but, like, I do. Like, I don't know those names,
right,
but, like,
oh,
I know what
right.
you're saying.
Yeah, but yeah, you know yeah, what yeah. I mean. But yeah. you know what I mean, but I got though. You. Right, but you know what I mean, though. So, yeah, so that shifted my relationship to violin, and so now I'm in an Afro-punk, neo-soul... hip-hop beat sort of flow, but being classically trained, there's different things that you can bring into that, and it's been a lot of fun.
Pretty fun. Yeah.
And so we are yeah, we're trying to do this thing, you know what I mean? And it's been good. It's been really good.
Can you give your band's name a shout
out?
I'm gonna give your band a shout out.
We are Blacklist. Ooh, and it nice. Is Kansu, Spanky, and our front vocals, Sonite. And yeah, we're working our stuff together. We're going to do a show in DC at Bloom Bars on the 29th of April. And if y'all can come out, or if you know people down there that you can... you know, give a heads up too. We're really excited about it. We would love for people to come out. And
it's worth it, y'all. It's so good.
We've been having a good time.
It's
and
so fun.
If
shoot.
You hear this and maybe you're tuning in from Vermont, like maybe if you turn out and you give a request, we might show up at an open mic in Bradford, but no guarantees.
It's wild out there in Bradford open
it's
mic.
It's wild
Look,
out
I'm
there.
I'm going to be real, y'all. I rolled into the Bradford, Vermont open mic, and I was like, skeptical. It's in, like, a warehouse where they, like, design vans. I'm like, what is this? But it's fine. I got there, and it's, like, cute, right? Like, you got people just like, I've never been in front of a mic, and they're strumming along and singing, and, like, it's all sweet and whatever.
It is. It's magic.
But then it, like, sort of built, and all of a sudden, by the end, there was, like, this amazing jazz jam situation improv session happening.
It was so much
with
fun.
Like drums, trumpet, cello, violin, scat like vocals, electric guitar, harmonica
was
I
in
mean
there.
It was out of this world. So I'm just gonna like give Bradford, Vermont jazz scene a shout out. It's hopping. And so
it's
anyway
good.
That's where we're at. We're up here in Vermont. I know most of y'all are probably down in the Hudson Catskill region, but what I'd say is, like,
y'all out
go to your local open mics, because, like, you never know what you're going to run across. It's really awesome. So, shout out to open mics.
I miss, and you told me the last time you were down there that you, that Hilo's gone.
Yeah, it's being converted into something new. I feel a way, yeah, I felt a way about that.
Like, I loved Hilo. I used to go in there after Clubhouse, you know, have myself a drink, sit down, do some writing, hang out, listen to people do their stories,
yeah.
do some open mics.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Bartenders were always great, really sweet to people. So shout out to, you know, what Hilo used to be.
Avalon Lounge, though, is popping off.
It's popping
off. It's still doing
okay,
well.
All
a lot
right.
of music. So
good,
if you haven't checked
good.
Out the Avalon Lounge in Catskill, highly recommend it. Good food, good music, good times.
That's dope. Okay.
Supporting local artists and bringing in lots of
they
cool stuff.
They had good dancing going on. A good yeah. pool table upstairs, if I recall. Was that
That's
there?
Real, I
that
think.
That was a pool. Maybe. Avalon, tell us if we're wrong. I seem to recall a pool table in my head, but maybe that's wishful thinking, but I hope that's real, y'all.
Me too.
So.
I always hope that's real. Anyway, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Clubhouse Radio. Live on 90.7 FM WGXC, broadcasting not from the Catskill Youth Clubhouse tonight, where it would normally be broadcast, brought to you by our tremendously talented youth.
Because we're about
youth.
To get dumped with a foot of snow, y'all.
Snow! Winter is making their final mark, but we're only 2 weeks out from spring, believe it or not. Yeah, so anyway, this is DJ Phoebs hanging out with you, holding it down, backup plan, as I tend to be, and I come in like a backup plan. I can't get my audio synced up, so I cannot bring you the news update like I normally would, but I would encourage you to go to WGXC.org, go to their newsroom, you can catch all of the local news, the updates there. Don't want to keep you from accessing that. In the meantime, you got me, my dear friend, former colleague at Clubhouse Radio, tremendous musician, Kansu, aka Kingston, when you might have known him down in the Catskill area, and his violin. We're having a good time. So we're going to keep having a good time with you until 7 tonight, Clubhouse Radio. We've been on air for 4 years, and, you know, Kansu was a big part of founding Clubhouse Radio, so it's nice to have him back on the show as our special guest. And we're talking about whatever we feel like talking about.
Yes, we are.
You can always join in the conversation.
I'm playing around back here. Yeah, yo, send us an email.
OurTownOurTruth@gmail.com. It is open. I am checking my email.
They don't have Skype set yet.
Well, I'm not, but I will now.
Email.
OurTownOurTruth. Listen, y'all, I don't know if you listen to the show very regularly or not. Our youth have been asking for like 3 or 4 years now for like anybody to email OurTownOurTruth@gmail.com. And straight up, I don't think only one person has. Our dear friend Brian Zimmerman. Mad shout out to you. But I think that's it. So, like, send some love. Just be like, hey, we listen. Like, y'all are weird. Whatever. Like, it doesn't matter what it is. But it's cool for the young people doing this show, right? These kids started when they're like 14 years old. They've been at it for 3-4 years now. Just to know there's people on the other side of the mic. Because sometimes they're alone in that studio and we bring guests in and all that. But, like, you know, radio can feel a little disconnected sometimes from who's on the other side. You don't know. You can't track it. There's no stream tracking. It's hard. It's tricky.
You can get some of the tracking online.
Online,
but not
it's not
the
same. Like, I want to know who's like,
right?
Who's
I
on
know.
The dial.
I know.
We're old school radio people. We want to turn that dial. So let us know. OurTownOurTruth@gmail.com. Clubhouse Radio. Love to you. And I give you maybe a little violin. Can you give us a little teaser of what Blacklist violining sounds
I've
like?
I've given you a little bit.
We've already gotten some.
Well, you've gotten some of it. Let's see.
Afropunk vibe.
I've given you some of Angel. I've given you some of Only One. I've given you some of the medley. Let's see. I really wish you could get audio in the back.
Yo, me too. Be a much richer, compelling show. Here we are.
Let's see. All right. So, yeah. So, I'll give you this specifically. You may have heard some of this as I was playing in the background, but Only One. Is one of the songs that Sinite produced and did, and we're doing sort of some remixes of it with my violin on it. So I'll do a little bit of that.
Sweet.
And see what happens. It's what Thebes was rapping over, was flowing over.
Which, P.S., he actually flows to in the show. Teaser.
Not on Only One, but on...
Oh, really?
It's not on Only One. It's on Degrees.
What do I know?
And Beautiful People right now.
Okay, okay, okay.
And then I'm working on doing Man Enough for our set also as well. And then I haven't figured out shit or stuff for setup. So I'm working that, except...
Yeah. No, you need a little break, maybe?
Just give me a second.
Take a minute. We need a minute.
Just give me a second.
So we're in the middle of it. Has it started snowing yet, y'all? If it has started snowing... Please email and let me know. OurTownOurTruth@gmail.com. Unless you're driving, in which case, don't do that. Just focus. Just focus on driving home. Be safe. Be safe out there. I so wish I could bring you some additional music, but I'm just going to tell you some of what I was going to play, so you can look it up on your own accord. If you're into violin, in particular interested in black violinists, Sudan Archives. I don't know if y'all have heard of Sudan Archives, but if you haven't, now you know, and you have no excuse not to go and listen to her music, because it is phenomenal. Come Away is a really great feature in terms of the violin, but honestly, Natural Brown Prom Queen, just the whole album is mind-bogglingly good. So Sudan Archives, shout out to that. We mentioned black violin. Check that out, Vanessa May. So, yeah, I can't play you any of these amazing musicians. So you just have to trust me and go to whatever service you use for music and give it a shout out, give it a try. But anyway, our violinist is back, so I'm going to give him the floor. Enjoy.
Thank you.
vocalist and my guitars and my drummer to actually go off and go crazy on that the way I want to. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of our music is, we identify as Afropunk Neo Soul. Blacklist is Afropunk Neo Soul freaks. Like, straight up. Like, we go into trance mode a lot of times, and it's important, and it matters. And it's, I need my other, to, like, not just stay in that same groove that's just me, which is what y'all hearing, and I have a lot of fun with that, and I'm practicing in some ways with y'all, too. You know what I mean? Seeing what works, seeing what doesn't.
Like, you want to spend your rehearsal on the radio with me?
Basically. Basically.
Worked out. You're welcome. You are all welcome. Did you tell us what inspired you to start playing the violin at 6 years old?
So I saw somebody playing the violin on, actually on PBS, public radio, back in Pennsylvania. Somebody was playing the violin. And I really, and for some reason, that resonated with me. I wanted to do it. I wanted it. And so I picked up, I had this little, like, play guitar that was the side, so I took up this little tiny guitar, I took it and put it up to my neck, and I took a stick.
That's amazing.
And I was like,
stop.
No, I did. I took my little tiny play guitar, put it up to my neck, took a stick, and was like, I'm gonna play this violin.
I love that story. Shoot.
Like, and that was it.
Oh, that's so good.
That was it. I'm gonna figure this out. It's a I see strings. I see the similar shape to the thing I want to do, and I just need a stick to make that happen. I don't know what a bow is right now because I'm 4 years old.
Four years old.
I don't know what a
bow
is.
I don't know what I was doing it for, but it was not trying to make a violin.
It was trying to. Well, I was a little bit sheltered when I was a kid, and so the things
you
that
were
I was
watching public television.
That was actually the only television I was allowed to watch when I was a child. I didn't watch cartoons. I didn't watch, like, I wasn't allowed to watch that stuff. I watched public television, Sesame Street, and all the rest. So it was a lot of concerts and,
I mean, wholesome,
I don't know, Pete
good
stuff. Pete Seeger!
Way more wholesome than whatever I was watching on Cartoon Network or whatever. That's, I don't know.
Weren't you obsessed with the Looney Tunes, though?
I didn't. I was straight up. When I was four, I wasn't watching a lot of TV. Okay. I was like playing outside mostly. Yo, I was like Deep Woods kid. And then when I got into cartoons, I liked Looney Tunes. That was fine. I don't know.
That's all, folks.
It's sort of a blur, to be honest, like what I was into, because my brother's 9 years younger than me. So I went through this like whole new phase of watching cartoons that my brain now thinks those were the cartoons I was raised on.
But it wasn't.
They were in some ways, but
they weren't though.
Too
really.
Old to be getting raised on cartoons, exactly. You know? So I'm kind of like a cartoon character in real life now.
I know you are. You're a little bit of a Muppet.
I'm not sorry. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. We watched a lot of weird stuff, but Cartoon Network, I think, had the best lineup of weird.
I mean, Cartoon Network was solid,
solid
for that.
Still solid.
Solid for that. That's real.
Nickelodeon was okay. I mean, also, Doug, Rugrats.
Nick at Night, though.
Nick at Night, yeah. Were you allowed to watch that?
No, but I snuck things.
Word.
I mean, I went to people's houses sometimes, and then, like,
that's why
when I got older,
stuff.
I also started watching the things I missed out on when I was a child.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, all of a sudden, I'm 21, and I'm in my own,
like, I know, but I also apartment. Don't know, because it's hard to imagine being 21 and be like, I have to watch Nick at Night because I'm catching up from my childhood.
Oh, yeah, no, you don't understand that, but that was a real-life thing for me.
All right, that's cool.
That was real life.
Guess what, y'all? If, in case you were wondering, we just got joined by a third member of, actually, fourth, our cat Stuart just rolled in. He's pretty quiet. He's a cat, you know.
Yeah, he might be hungry though, so he might attack our legs at any given point.
If you hear somebody yelp and then a
loud he's a rescue
rattling of cat food in the background, that's what's happening.
He's a rescue. He's a good guy. He's like six. You think he's younger? I think he's thinks he's younger.
Yeah, stop doing that.
All right. I gotta stop doing that. In any case, but somebody thinks he's younger. But we have a general age of between 5 and 6 years old on this dude.
He's a cool cat.
He's a really cool cat, except he gets a little bit aggressive because he really likes his food.
He eats too much. We're trying to give him on a diet, so we...
We can't feed him during the day because he houses all of it at night.
Yeah, we feed him at night because he's more active at night, and then during the day we just bank on him sleeping through his hunger and not attacking us. It's also cute when we feed the dogs in the morning, we just give him 5 little kibbles of dog food and he's, like, satisfied for a minute. It's dangerous, though. Haha. You're listening to Clubhouse Radio, live on 90.7 FM WGXC, broadcasting Acre, Catskill, Hudson. This is DJ Phoebs. I am filling in for the youth from the Catskill Youth Clubhouse, who normally put this show on for you, as any loyal listeners will know. But unfortunately, DJ Kola and DJ Shamani had to dip out to go home early because of the snow. So I am filling in for you. I've got a special guest with me, Kansu X on violin, formerly Kingston, co-founder of Clubhouse Radio 4 long years ago, or not so long years ago.
Glad to be here with y'all.
And, you know, because this was a very last-minute call with the weather, my setup is a little on the rocks, so can't bring you all the audio I would normally want to bring you. You just got us and the mic. It's very intimate up here. We gotta be on our game. So we're talking, we're playing violin, we're hanging out, and we hope you are doing the same. Welcome to hear from you, ourtownourtruth@gmail.com, always. And, yeah, shout out to Wave Farm, to WGXC for this amazing community-based radio program they have been putting on for a long time. And just serves so many important roles in our community, so many different aspects to public media that are so important, and I think WGXC just hits the sweet spot of centering youth voices, of centering community voices, of bringing you the news that really matters. And yeah, if you are down with that cause, highly suggest you consider becoming a sustaining monthly donor or a one-time donor, whatever works for you. Just a little bit, literally, y'all, $5 a month. I can't tell you how long and far that can go in terms of building the sustainability of this radio program long-term. So yeah, huge shout out to the team over at WGXC who make these things happen. Tom, Gail, and Lynn, we are indebted to your care and service to this community and grateful for all the opportunities that you've made come together. And for all the radio lovers and nerds out there, we're right there with you. Here we are making it happen. Old school on the FM airwaves. Enjoy, y'all. Take a break from streaming once in a while. Although you can stream us too. Haha. Enjoy a little violin. Clubhouse Radio. Thank you.
practice, y'all. To play jazz, you know, shoot an email over to Our Town, Our Truth, see what happens, link up. Especially anybody that identifies as Black, BIPOC, Indigenous, POC, like all y'all queer people out there, shout out, get at me.
Nah. Ooh. 6:52 coming into the home stretch here.
Yep.
Got anything in your mind for our last 8 minutes?
What we got? What we got? What we got?
What do you want to say to the good people of Acre, Catskill, Hudson, and beyond?
Yeah, I miss y'all. And you know, I like Vermont, but I miss y'all. Y'all are all right. You know, I'm glad to be, you know, being able to be on the radio with y'all. I hope y'all can receive all that we're given, and I can feel y'all bringing it back. So.
I want to give a shout out to a big event coming up. I want to get the word out right now. Write it in your calendars. That's right. Go get your calendar now because you're going to want to write it down. On March 27th, it's a Monday, from 4 to 6 p.m., the youth, the Catskill, I'm dying, youth of the Catskill Clubhouse are going to be putting on their Harm Reduction Heroes Youth Leadership Event, which will feature these independent study capstone projects that the young people who have been doing our harm reduction program for years now started out just learning the content, engaging with the content. Now they're at the point where they're running the show, teaching other youth, and then doing their own independent study and projects. And they're going to bring all those projects together at this event. So it's open to the public. It's going to be at the Youth Clubhouse in Catskill. It's at 455 Main Street. If you don't know, check us out. On a Monday, 4 to 6, and you're going to walk into a really kind of dynamic experience over those 2 hours. We've got a interactive photo exhibition. DJ Sean Money, if you didn't know, is also a super talented photographer. Man of many talents, so definitely come and check that out. And then Roman is going to have a cool herbal workshop. You can make your own salves. You can make your own tea right there on site. So we're going to be talking about health, wellness. We've got Nate bringing us some really cool information about knowing your rights, knowing the laws, so some take-home stuff you can take out the door. And then we got Lincoln and Kenny actually doing some presentations. They're going to bring you some really dynamic content. You know, the harm reduction program that we do covers 10 different areas of harm reduction. So the youth were basically invited to come in and choose which of those heroes they wanted to get more intimately kind of connected with and study up on. And one of those is the lawyer. And in the lawyer, we talk a lot about the fact that the legalization or lack of legalization around drugs has a huge role to play in the harms that might impact us in our lives as we think about how we engage with substance use, drug use, right? And so that seemed to be a big draw for our youth. A lot of them are really interested in that aspect of things. So we've got Lincoln, who's going to be talking about a lot of what's been going on forever, but is maybe a little bit more in people's consciousness around police brutality and issues around how the war on drugs connects with police brutality and different ways that people can connect, keep themselves safe, think about what to do in those moments. Similarly, but differently, Kenny is going to be coming in and talking a little bit about just really in the weeds, like what do you do in that moment when you get pulled over? And how do you keep yourself safe? What are your Fourth, Fifth, and Sixth Amendment rights? So just like really practical, useful knowledge, key to harm reduction. So that's going to be going on. You know, we'll probably have our Narcan available. If you want to get quick up trained in Narcan, you can come and make that happen. So, yeah, come through. We would love to see you 4 to 6 p.m. Monday, March 27th. And, yeah, that is, again, Harm Reduction Heroes. That's our every Monday. We hold this program at the Youth Clubhouse. And I think it's had a really, I don't know, it's had a healthy impact on me. I hope that's true for the youth engaged in it, too. Where we really just create a safe space to be honest about the fact that substance use is part of our lives and do our best to just be honest, open, transparent, and find ways to make that a safer experience for everybody involved. So that's what we're all about at the Clubhouse. And yeah, shout out to all the teams making that event happen. Shout out also to Noah, who's going to be doing behind the scenes, a lot of outreach and press outreach. Want to make sure they're acknowledged too. So that's our crew, our brilliant team of youth peer leaders who've been putting that together. Monday, March 27th. Write it down. Okay. That's what I got.
Three minutes. Really?
How you want to bring the people home?
Let's see.
What time flies when you're having fun.
Time flies when you're having fun. Oh, we used to have a little pirate shanty about that one.
Gotta have a good pirate shanty, obviously.
Yeah, I don't think we can do that on the radio.
Probably not.
I don't think we should. Probably not. Maybe not.
Time flies when you're having fun, my friends.
Time flies when you're having fun.
That's all we got.
When you're sailing. When you're sailing.
The original version is probably totally appropriate for the radio, but we don't remember the original version.
Because
we just remember the version we made, and we can't share that. It's not appropriate.
Right, but I will say this, that we queered it, right?
We did make it queer.
But that also comes out of my experience in college from a class that I had called Queering History, in which you look at your history through a queer lens.
Yeah.
And what that means.
Uh-huh.
That could shift things, but that's a whole nother show.
Another show, y'all. Tune back in, Clubhouse Radio.
Another show,
it's always
y'all.
Interesting. Never the same. Come through. Listen to our show. Donate to WGXC if you like our show, and help us stay on the air for as long as possible. All right, y'all. We're gonna bring it home with a final song. Consu X on the violin. Thank you for joining us today here on Clubhouse Radio. I am DJ Phoebs, filling in for the illustrious DJ Sean Money and DJ Cola. They will be back with you next week, I am sure, once the storm blows through. Stay safe, stay warm. Much love to y'all. Good night.
Damn it, right?